بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. عن أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنه، عبد الله بن عثمان بن عامر بن عمر بن كعب بن تيم بن مرة بن كعب بن اللوي بن غالب القرشي التيمي رضي الله تعالى عنه، وهو وأبوه وأمه صحابة رضي الله تعالى عنهم، قال: نظرت إلى أقدام المشركين ونحن في الغار وهم على رؤوسنا، فقلت: يا رسول الله، لو أن أحدهم نظر تحت قدميه لأبصرنا. فقال: ما ظنك يا أبا بكر بإثنين الله ثالثهما؟ متفق عليه. The narrator of this hadith says that Abu Bakr Siddiq رضي الله تعالى عنه, it is our iman that after Anbiya alayhimu salatu was salam, the greatest personality, the greatest creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was the first free man to accept Islam, and he was the bosom friend of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from childhood. He is known by the title of Siddiq, which means the one who has attested to the truth. This title, various opinions are given as to why Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was given this title, but the most popular opinion was the manner in which he unhesitatingly verified the truth of the Mi'raj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the mushrikeen heard about the Mi'raj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they tried to use this incident to turn Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they came to him and they said, did you hear what your friend has said, that he went within the space of a short while from here to Aqsa and then through the seven heavens? And the unhesitating acceptance of these, at that time 14 centuries ago, astonishing facts that of this journey, the manner in which Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala unhesitatingly accepted that if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said it, then definitely it is the truth, led to him be given this title Siddiq. Another title which he is known by is Atiq. One of the reasons given for this title is that the mother of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu would not be able to carry a child for the full term. She would get mostly stillborn children. He was the first child that she was able to carry the full term. So when he was born, she took him to the Ka'batullah and she said, Allahumma hadha Atiquk. That, oh Allah, this is your atiq, in other words, the one who has been freed or emancipated. Another opinion that is given of how he was given this title atiq is mentioned in the hadith that, which is narrated by Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, that is the daughter of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Allah, inna Allah a'taqahu minan nar, that Abu Bakr is amongst those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has freed from the fire of Jahannam. It is mentioned in the narration that another distinction that Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu had that was unique was that both his parents were also Sahaba, were also Muslim. And this was very rare at that time, that a person was a Sahabi and that both his parents had also accepted Islam. The father of Abu Bakr's name was Abu Quhafa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and his mother Ummul Khair, that is Salma bint Fakhr Taymiyyah radiallahu ta'ala anha. Such was the love and devotion that Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that on one occasion he said, La Islamu Abi Talib Ahabba ilayya min Islami Abi. He said that instead of my own father, if Allah Ta'ala had given hidayat to Abu Talib, the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I would have preferred that. Why? Because this would have been more pleasing to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have appreciated the Islam of Abu Talib more than the Islam of my own father. So because of that, I also prefer that. Such type of love and devotion he had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is very, very famous for having utilized his wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his sadaqah, his charity. The first sahabi who received salam from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first male sahabi to receive salam from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the occasion of Tabuk, when he gave everything. Abu Bakr's mizaj and temperament was that he would spend everything. Whenever the call was given, he would spend everything in doing good deeds also. This is one very important sabak and lesson we learn. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that do not belittle la tahqiranna min al ma'rufi shay'a. Do not belittle any good deed. We have this mindset that if something has a lot of sawab, then we'll do it. If we think it's not so much sawab, then we will not exert ourselves. This is that sahabi, he was given so many basharat, so many glad tidings by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I have two ministers in the heavens, two ministers in the earth. My two ministers in the heaven are Jibreel and Mikael alayhi salam. And my two ministers on this earth are Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhumah. One occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enters the masjid. The right hand side is Abu Bakr, left hand side is Umar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam holds the hands of both and says, Hakada nuhsharu yawm al qiyamah. Exactly like this, Allah will raise us on the day of judgment. Abu Bakr on my right hand side and Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhum on my left hand side. He was amongst the Ashra-i Mubashara, those 10 sahaba who in one majlis and one gathering was given the basharat and glad tidings of Jannat. One occasion someone comes and asks Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that who do you love the most? Who do you love the most? He said, Aisha. Then they said, no, I'm asking amongst the men who you love the most. He said, Abuha, the father of Aisha. That is Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. One occasion Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inni la'arifu rajulan bismihi wasmi abihi wa ummihi la ya'ti baba min abwabil jannah illa qala marhaba marhaba. He said, I know a person, I know the name of his parents. He will not come to any of the doors of Jannat, but the door of Jannat will shout out, welcome. Almost an argument will take place between the doors of Jannat. That arguing with one another, jostling with one another, that Abu Bakr should give Jannat the sharafat and give Jannat the honor of entering through that particular door. Imagine this type of maqam. Sahaba said, Inna hadha la murtafi'un sha'nuhu ya Rasulullah. This is someone of great rank. Who is it? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Abu Bakr ibn Abi Quhafa. It is Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. That type of basharat, that type of glad tidings, many, many occasions, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would reiterate that Abu Bakr was a jannati. Yet, such was the zeal to do a'mal. Such the point that we are making. Such was the zeal to do a'mal. On one occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, out of the blue, we might say, in our terms, out of the blue. In other words, there was no prior notice given that, you know what, on a certain day, I'm going to ask you people about how much amal you did. Out of the blue, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam all of a sudden stands up. Man asbaha minkum sa'ima. Who is fasting today? Who is keeping nafil fast? Abu Bakr stands up and says, Ya Rasulullah, I am fasting. Man at'ama minkum miskina. Who has fed a poor person today? Abu Bakr stands up and says, Ya Rasulullah, I fed a poor person today. Man aada minkum marida. Who visited a sick person today? Abu Bakr stands up and says, Ya Rasulullah, I visited a sick person today. Man atba'a minkum janaza. Who followed a janaza today? Again Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu stands up and says, Ya Rasulullah, I followed a janaza today. And again on this occasion also Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Majtama anna fi imrin illa dakhal al jannah. That anyone who has done all these nekis in this one day, Allah has made Jannat wajib upon him. So again, basharat of Jannat. One occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, akhlaq and character is made up of 360 parts. Anyone who will come before Allah with one of the 360 parts on the day of judgment, Allah will give him Jannat. Abu Bakr's tawadu and humility, he asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, are any of the 360 found in me? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Abu Bakr, all 360 are found in you. That type of maqam, that type of status he had, that type of akhlaq and character, yet such was the humility of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that on occasion he would say, Ya layta ummi lam talidni, Ya laytani kuntu shajaratan tu'adad. He would say that if only my mother had not given birth to me, if only my mother had not given birth to me, if only I was a blade of grass, some animal ate me up, I would not have to give hisab and account in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do a few nekis and we think, mashallah, hum to jannat ke thekedar ban gaya. Jannat is guaranteed for us. Then we look at the faults of others and we look down upon others. Abu Bakr, so much of basharat and glad tidings, yet he is saying, if only my mother had not given birth to me, I would not have to give account, hisab, in the court of Allah. It is mentioned about him that the day he accepted Islam, Abu Bakr did not rest. From that day, this fikr of Rasulullah had been transmitted into him. Within a short space of time, he brought 6 people to accept Islam. Amongst those 6 were eminent sahaba of the caliber of Uthman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who Abu Bakr had brought before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to accept Islam. Inshallah, we continue.